Good evening and welcome to West Kilbride Parish Church and the first of our Lent reflections. And this evening we're going to be looking at Matthew 21 and we're following on from the entry by Jesus into Jerusalem, riding on the donkey and all the people shouting and cheering him and welcoming him. And we're picking up the story in the temple. So Matthew 21 verses 12 to 17, reading from the NIV. UK version. Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read from the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise? And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his word and insight as we study it together. When you see news clips from the Middle East, maybe from a refugee camp or a township or a village where there's been shelling or bombing, and the camera team are there, and it seems that when the camera team is there, it's like a magnet, and the children all come out from the broken down houses, from the rubble, and they gather around and they all want to be in the picture. They're all bopping around, making faces and laughing. And they want to be in on the action. It's the event of the day, and certainly it's much better than bombs falling and the terror of warfare. So you can imagine that as Jesus rode the untamed donkey into Jerusalem and the crowds were tearing off the branches, whatever there was to waving them and shouting Hosanna to the Son of David, the children would be there too and very much joining in the shouting and the proclaiming. And being children, they pick things up very quickly. And don't children just love to shout, make a noise, bang saucepans every Thursday night at 8 p.m. when we clap the NHS, our health service here in the UK, and everyone else fighting this current coronavirus epidemic. So is it no wonder that the next day in Jerusalem, whether they're spurred on by seeing Jesus in the temple healing the blind and the lame, or it's just a continuation of the refrain they were shouting the day before, the children are pouring forth praise. Jesus is, of course, in the bear pit. He has set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem, to offer himself up as the sacrificial lamb that would end all sacrifices, fully aware of all that lay ahead of him. And here he is in the temple, at the heart of Jerusalem, in the days of the build-up to Passover. And here come the priests and teachers of the law, already fuming from the way Jesus has chased out the money changers and the sacrifice rip-off merchants, and rumble their rip-off extortion of money. And now indignant because people are getting healed, and incensed that these children are shouting out Hosanna to the Son of David, a red-hot messianic declaration of who Jesus is. Do you hear what these children are saying? When the same thing happened the day before, some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he answered, if they remain silent, the very stones will cry out. The Pharisees are doing it again, and Jesus' reply is giving a similar reply, quoting Psalm 8, verse 2. From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise. Now, previously, when Jesus had done a healing or a deliverance, he forbid people from talking about it. He knew that publicity over such miracles might hinder his mission and diverts public attention from his message. Mark says that's exactly what happened in 1:4-3. He healed a leper and told the man strongly not to tell anyone. But in the man's excitement over his healing, he of course disobeyed. And Mark says that's exactly what happened. As a result, Jesus had to move his ministry away from the city and into the desert regions. Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Demons too acknowledge who he was, the Holy One of Israel. As fallen angels, they knew exactly who Jesus is. He did not disown what they said, but told them to be silent because he wanted that recognition and revelation to come from men and women's hearts and lips. And it was for these he had come to suffer and to save, not from the lips of demons indwelling men whose power he was breaking. So why didn't Jesus tell the children or the crowds to be quiet, to shut up now? True, their understanding was that their deliverer, their liberator, their king in the line of David was approaching, and they were cheering him on, welcoming him in. Maybe misguidedly, maybe they didn't understand in full what they were doing, but Jesus doesn't stop them because his face is set as flint. Now is his time. Above all, they are crying, "Save us," the literal meaning of Hosanna. Save us, yes. They had a political, national agenda in mind. Save us from the Romans. But his flint-like purpose was to accomplish the Father's will and get to that cross, get the job done, and then get back to his lawful place at the right hand of the throne of God, bringing captives with him. Now, I'm not trying to be a Boris and say, let's get the job done. I mean, obviously, Jesus came in love, and everything he did was undergirded by love, because God is love, and Jesus, as the Son of God, is love too, and everything he did was a loving act. Dying in our place is the ultimate act of love. Now, the priests and lawyers are saying, shut up, because they didn't want a coronation riot, and the Romans coming down on them like a ton of bricks, as they'd done not so long ago. Now, Jesus himself reminded folks of a time fresh in their memories when Pilate had come hard on zealous Galileans and mingled their blood with their sacrifices. Luke says in Luke 13, verse 1, these are the lips of Jesus. Perhaps that slaughter occurred at a previous Passover, and the Jews are bringing their doves and their goats and lambs for the sacrifice, but the Galileans uprising and Pilate's suppression of that with much slaughter and executions. It is quite literally mixing the blood of animal sacrifice with that of people slaughtered and killed by the Romans. So that's what the priests and the Pharisees are trying to avoid, some backlash at Passover. It's always a tense time between the temple and the Roman authorities. So now is the time. The children's shouts acclaim that he is the Son of David, the Messiah. Jesus doesn't tell the children to be quiet. He reminds the priests and lawyers who he is, just as his healing of the blind and the lame is doing the same. Their shouts point forward to a day on the cross, to shed blood and a torn veil. Hosanna, save us. If the children hadn't shouted out, then the stones would, and later they did. Did not the stones and rocks crack and shake at the moment that Jesus commended his spirit to his Father, and then broke the bars of Hades and released the prisoners? Now, scripture records few instances of Jesus interacting with children, but in each one we see Jesus treat the children with kindness and love, therefore showing just how much he values them. Over the course of his ministry, Jesus often presented children as an example of the type of faith that adults should have. When Jesus blessed the children, he told his disciples, "Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." In another instance, when the disciples were fighting about who would be the greatest in God's kingdom, Jesus brought a child to stand in their midst. He then chided his disciples, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." According to Jesus, the qualities of children that are worthy of emulation are humility and simple acceptance. Jesus wants each of us to possess a childlike faith that is pure, unassuming, humble, and simple. "From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise." Let's hear on the lips of children in the video that follows words of praise, words of proclamation. Often children blurt it out. They say it bluntly. They may be saying it at the wrong time, but that often on the lips of children, God speaks. So we should be listening hard when children are speaking to us sincerely and seriously. Anyway, let's watch this video and hear what these children are proclaiming.